Welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, where world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan answers your questions and offers healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure what to use for flea, tick, and heartworm prevention? Join Dr. Judy now as she interviews the top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. I'm so excited with my guests that I have with me today. You all know that my goal in life is to educate pet owners everywhere about how to keep their pets naturally healthy, learn a little bit more about holistic healing, and bring you the top products that I find in my global search to help keep your pets healthy. So back in March, I decided that I was going to be a buyer at the Global Pet Expo down in Florida. I had never been to the Global Pet Expo. I had no idea how huge this really was, and it kind of blew my mind. But I was there for a specific reason, and I was looking for products to bring to the pet-owning public, in particular my patients and my clients, that would be a step above the rest. And so when we're looking for things that are naturally healthy, I'm looking for things that are organic, that are made with the top quality ingredients, that don't have anything in them that I would not want to use on myself or my own pets, and that I didn't feel was absolutely top of the line. So I can tell you, at the Global Pet Expo, there were hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of booths. And there were a couple of buzzwords there. CBD oil was one of the big ones. Everybody wants to sell CBD oil. We'll talk about that on another show. But the other buzzword is organic and natural. And I can tell you, I was looking for organic and natural products. And I was particularly looking for products for grooming and wellness. Because I've had a lot of people say to me, you know, which shampoo would be the best for my dogs? What should I use to clean their ears? What's the best natural products? So as I started searching up and down all these booths and dragging my poor husband through line after line after line of companies and booths and picking up products and then looking at them and putting them back down and listening to somebody's spiel and then looking at the ingredients and saying, no, not good enough, no, not good enough, no, not good enough. Until I finally had a wonderful, happy surprise, and I came upon a booth and a company that blew my mind and made me smile for the first time after about 3 hours at the event. And so then I met the people behind the company, and those two people are Thomas and Janine Ling, and they're actually twins, and they decided to go into business together, which, you know, being able to work with a sibling, I don't think my sister and I are ever going into business together, so I applaud you guys for being able to do that. So Thomas and Janine, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
So the name of your company is Kin and Kind, is that correct?
Yes.
So
Thomas actually came up with that.
Thomas came up with that. So, Thomas, explain the meaning behind Kin and Kind and why you thought that was the perfect name for the perfect company.
Thank you for calling us the perfect company. It was, to me, a name that evokes family in a lot of different ways. Kin means family, kind means family, kind also means, you know, goodness. And I think all of that was appropriate. It's also in Hamlet, which helps make me feel a little more educated. I someone had to actually tell me that after the fact. It's supposed to really signal the idea that our pets are our family, and then we treat them just as well as we treat ourselves.
Well, I have to say the customer service from my end, as someone who's receiving your products on literally almost a daily basis, it seems, the customer service has been over the top. And we won't talk about our mail systems in this country and how they manage to run over boxes, drop boxes, lose boxes. It's been quite educational. So Who decided that you guys should do this? What was the thinking behind this? Where did it come from?
It probably started with my rescue little pit, Mishka. She has terrible environmental allergies. And I have a pet store for past 13 years, and honestly, there was nothing that I could find that actually helped her. So I had to come up with my own products just to help her, you know, and her suffering and her environmental problems she had. And I was talking to Thomas about it, and he's like, oh, we should go into business together. We should sell this stuff.
Uh-huh. So how did you decide what ingredients you wanted to put in your products?
We did a lot of research. We have a good friend of ours that's a vet, and Thomas has a lot of people behind it that help also. Thomas?
And so what kind of problems were you having with your dog? So she had environmental allergens. Was she itchy? Did she have infections? What was going on?
Yeah, she has really bad hot spots. So she has food allergies, which is easy to correct. I have her on a strict diet right now, no potatoes, no grains, no chicken. And that cleared up some of the problems, but she still has like a grass and pollen allergy. Her eyes get itchy. Her legs, when I first got her, were just covered in hot spots, like completely raw, red bumps everywhere, and she didn't sleep at night. It was really bad. And, you know, to own a pet store and not be able to fix it, it was embarrassing. And then, you know, most vets that aren't taught, you know, holistically or anything else, just wanted to put her on steroids right away. And she was a baby, and I just didn't want her to have a life of steroids and other drugs that were going to shorten her life. So I just started researching things, and like I said, I helped with a good friend of ours who is a really well-educated vet, help us come up with some ideas what to do for her that were natural, that weren't going to hurt her in the long run.
So I know that you use a lot of essential oils in your products. Do you have mm-hmm. training in essential oil therapy? Does the veterinarian that you're working with work with a lot of essential oils? Where did that part of it come from?
I'm a huge fan of essential oils. I use them in my daily life, so I really wanted to incorporate it into our products. So we just did, knowing that we wanted to use it, we just started doing a lot of research with it and finding out what's safe for dogs. And, yeah, we do run by everything with the vet, but it's just something I'm passionate about, and, you know, we just really wanted to incorporate it.
Very, very cool. Well, I have to say that, you know, so far I'm pretty blown away by the products. So, Thomas, you know, do you have a bunch of rescue dogs too? Obviously, Janine has the pet store. What were you up to while this was happening?
Well, I was busy being a lawyer without any rescue pups. But I now have one. I'm currently also babysitting another, so if you hear barking, that's them playing. But,
I think barking is totally appropriate on this show.
That's good.
So you were a Harvard-trained lawyer, and do you do legal things anymore other than for the company?
I still do pro bono. I generally don't take paying clients unless it's a friend or it's a really interesting case. But I really focus only on doing pro bono, and otherwise I'm full-time at our company.
That's pretty cool. And when did the company start?
2 years, 2.5 years ago.
2.5 years ago. And have you seen a big explosion? I mean, what I find is that pet owners everywhere really are looking for natural products, organic products, and those are buzzwords, and a lot of times they don't really mean a whole lot, particularly the whole natural thing, because
for sure.
One of the things that I'm fond of saying is, you know, rattlesnake venom and arsenic are natural. It doesn't mean I want to feed them to my dog. So
right.
So I kind of don't even like to use that buzzword. When somebody asks me about a product and, you know, I have to go, oh, it's all natural. I'm like, oh, that's really not a good descriptor. Organic is a better descriptor. But for me, the reason I was drawn to your products is because I didn't see some of the chemicals that I see so commonly used, particularly in shampoos and ear cleaners and that sort of thing. So how difficult is it to make, for instance, a shampoo without sodium lauryl sulfate and some of the, you know, detergents and surfactants and things that are problems for the pets?
It's not that it's difficult. It's more expensive. So it's just, you know, you can make a chemical-based shampoo for an extraordinarily small amount of money. And for us, instead of being primarily, you know, water and inexpensive chemicals, we start with all organic oils. So, you know, it's just a much more expensive process for us. So, you know, we're coconut oil and sunflower oil instead of, you know, a couple of, you know, chemicals that are pennies by the gallon. So it's not more difficult. You just have to be willing and committed to doing it because you see a much better product at the end.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, the dogs that we're using these products on, they've got just glistening, lustrous coats. And you have a couple of unique products, too. So there's the nose and paw moisturizer. Where did that idea come from?
It probably does the same thing with, like, a need. So I find that the same thing with the dogs in the winter, that their paws are really irritated by especially the salt and ice that are on the streets.
Right.
And same in the summer, people don't realize how hot the pavement is that the dogs are walking on and how, you know, raw and cracked they actually get from just, you know, walking in the streets.
Absolutely true. And I don't think people think about that enough, and we are coming into the summer season. So everyone take heed. If it's too hot for you to walk in your bare feet on the pavement, it is too hot for your dogs to walk in their bare feet on the pavement. So please don't make them do that. And that's hard because I live in the country. It's pretty simple. You know, I can send my dogs out in the backyard on the grass. But for those of you who are, you know, living more of a city life, Thomas, I think you're in New York, right?
I am.
So how do you walk your dogs in the summer?
Well, conveniently, I live in the East Village where the sun doesn't intrude. But all of the product ideas really have come from Janine's extensive experience, particularly with she's had a lot of problem dogs for herself, and just starting with the problem and coming about to the solution. You know, and I think she's really done an amazing job coming up with unique, surprisingly effective methods across. You know, like you mentioned the shampoo. I'm so pleased how soft our dog's hairs are all the time, and the nose and paw and the hot spot stick. It's just amazingly effective, just from trial and error. Which I'm always amazed at Janine's ingenuity in this. You know, we refined it with a chemist and we refined it with a vet, but it all started with Janine from trial and error.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said for owning dogs and seeing a problem and, you know, just having that mindset of, well, if I want to solve this problem, what would I do? You know, and I'm great at seeing problems for dogs and, you know, I'm great at finding solutions that other people have made. I'm not great at making up the solution myself. So there's a difference between an entrepreneurial mind and an inventor mind. You know, and everybody, you know, everybody thinks differently, that right and left brain thing. So you guys are kind of the best of both worlds. We've got the lawyer brain that, you know, figures out all the technical stuff on that side. And we've got the inventor brain with Janine who says, well, here's the problem as I see it and I need to fix it. And that's a great match.
it worked that way. It works very well. We stay out of each other's, you know, area of expertise. You know, what he does, and I do. So we don't butt heads that way.
So have you always owned a pet store? What made you want to own a pet store? And I'm assuming that this is probably a fairly high-end pet store.
Yeah. So what started was, I mean, always as a kid, we always had tons of pets. I was always passionate about animals. And then one of my favorite jobs throughout high school into college was working at a pet store. And I remember thinking to myself, if I could do this for the rest of my life, I'd be happy. So, you know, as soon as I finished college, I opened up my pet store.
That's awesome. And where is your...
I mean, it was always a passion of mine.
Where's
we actually worked on the same pet store in high school.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Which was the same pet store that Janine and I, as little kids, would go visit. We'd walk down to the local shopping area, and there was this another set of twins who owned it, and we just play with their birds. I played with the birds. I think Janine played with the lizards and the mice. But and then we ended up both working there in high school, and Janine just kind of kept at it.
Very, very awesome. So, where's your pet store located, Janine?
In Clark, New Jersey.
And what's the name of the store?
Animal Crackers.
Name. How long have you been there?
13 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, 13 years being in the same location with a pet store, I bet that's a little bit like, as veterinarians who have been in the same place for a long time. Do you see the same clients coming in with their pets and you get to know them from puppies all the way to seniors?
Definitely. I mean, you watch their kids grow up. It's crazy. You remember them being like little kids coming in playing with the birds and the hamsters, and all of a sudden they're in college and like, you know, adults. It's just crazy. It's like, oh my God. It's like, am I getting old? You're supposed to be a kid. You're supposed to be little.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the world keeps going, whether we want it to stop or not.
It's amazing. Actually, we were just looking at some pictures that from our anniversary party for probably like 8 years ago, and it was so funny recognizing the customers in the pictures, and they're like, oh, my God, they're still the same people that come in.
That's very, very, very cool. So, I'm going to be off topic a little bit, but I don't know whether you should never ask a question that you don't know what the answer is going to be, but I'm going to ask it anyway. So how many dogs do you have now, Janine?
I have two. My personal dogs, and a friend of mine staying with me. She also has another two rescue dogs. So we have four dogs at the house right now.
Okay, four is a good number. We have nine.
Yeah.
So four is a good number.
She showed you up.
Do you make food for your dogs? Do you use commercial products for your dogs? Because you've got dogs with special needs.
Yeah, so I use commercial diets. I use raw diet, and then I cook every Sunday. So every Sunday the dogs get, we usually cook a lot of chicken, so they'll get, you know, the raw organic chicken scraps. Every Sunday they'll get that.
Awesome. Well, that's kind of what happens at my house, although we don't cook every Sunday. If I'm cooking dog food, we cook about every 3 to 4 weeks. But, you know, when you're making for nine, it's a lot. But I use commercial raw most of the time as well. So it's kind of nice to meet a kindred raw feeding spirit. There's a lot of debate over that, particularly in the veterinary world. And most veterinarians get a little wigged out and want to run the other way. But I find that it does help. So I know you guys have the line of shampoos, and we've got the nose and paw moisturizing stick, which is very cool. And then there's the hot spot stick, which people are telling me is just phenomenal. I don't have any dogs with hot spots, so I can't test it on my own. But people so far have really loved it. The other one. Tell me about your ear cleaner. I am in love with this product because it smells so good.
So the crazy part with the ear cleaner is, like, if you look on the shelves of, like, almost any pet store, the ear cleaners are all water. It's, like, 90% water. Or they use some crazy chemical that shouldn't be in the dog's ears. And I'm like, this is such a simple thing that, you know, they're making into something crazy, putting extra chemicals for no reason. Or, like I said, the 90% water, the one thing you want to keep out of the dog's ear, you put
exactly.
It just baffled me.
Yeah. Absolutely does. So what are the ingredients in your ear cleaner?
We use organic witch hazel. It's our base. We use tea tree oil. And we use a sunflower. I think it's a soy-based, it's a plant-based emulsifier. It's a natural emulsifier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, we use aloe also.
Yeah. Oh, man, it smells so good. It is so soothing. And, for a lot of the dogs that are coming in with allergies, and, you know, for you, obviously I have, you know, access to all the veterinary products that I could ever want. And patients are coming in now, and I'm sending them home with your ear cleaner because on my shelf of all the veterinary lines, it's very difficult to find one that is not water-based or alcohol-based. And while
isn't it crazy?
Drying, it burns. You know, you've got an ulcerated ear and you dump alcohol in there. Just say, ouch. I wonder why the dogs are biting.
I know. Yeah. It's baffling. It's just like, how could you guys just, it's, you know, it's just crazy. They know better. You know, like you said, you know, you shouldn't be putting alcohol in the dog's ears. You shouldn't be putting water. But it's crazy they put out these products anyway.
Yep. So, yeah, I've been really, really happy with that particular product. And who came up with the labels and designs for your products? I'm thinking this might maybe be more on Thomas's side of the fence.
Oh, it's all Thomas right there, yes.
What gave me away?
Well, here's the thing. You know, I saw, you, first of all, your booth. You know, when you go to these expos, and I'm guilty, like I cram way too much stuff in my booth because I have so many products that I'm trying to, you know, educate people about, and I cram way too much stuff in there. So I get up to your booth, and I'm like, oh, this is just classy. It is simple. It is just, you know, it just, you look at it, and you just kind of want to melt in there, and you have this nice little table and chair set up where I was like, oh, I'm sitting down for a minute. But it was just, it was classic, and even your labels and your bottles, the dark bottles with the black tops and the dark labeling, I mean, it's just really pretty. Yeah, I commend you. It is really, really classic and pretty.
And my husband's an artist. I really appreciate that.
Well, he's an artist, and, you know, he was drawn to it, and he just said, these guys know what they're doing. This is nice. And, you know, but I think that it helps when a client can be drawn to a product and look at it and say, well, that's a really nice-looking product. And when you pick it up and read the label, it's a really nice product inside the bottle, too.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference.
Right. I mean, we're conveying really top-of-the-line ingredients, and we just felt it should have a similar feel. We actually get a lot of pushback on the high-end feel of the product, which I find that a little strange and a little silly. But, you know, we hear from stores that they're afraid that we're going to intimidate the customer. But, you know, I think it's, you know, why are we afraid of beautiful things?
I agree. You are looking at a certain market with that. We've got to take a quick break for our sponsors. Hang on. You guys, give me just a couple minutes. We'll be right back with Thomas and Janine.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner Dexter and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com. Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's Dental Drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on The Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Okay, we're back on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets. Today we've got Thomas and Janine Ling, owners of Kin and Kind, natural and organic grooming and wellness products. And we were just talking about the high-end feel of their labels, and Thomas has done a great job with that. And he was just saying you're getting some pushback on that. So the pet store owners are afraid that you're scaring off clients because your products look too high end. Is that the take on that?
Yeah, we get that a lot, and my retort to it is, but we're priced the same, so
you are.
We really are, and so we're using really premium ingredients. We put something out there that you can be proud to have in your bathroom and on your kitchen counter and just reach for it when you need it instead of burying it deep in your chemical closet. I really stand by it. I don't really want to, reduce the quality of the packaging or the product.
No, I agree. It's kind of, I think, maybe people are afraid that people won't go over and pick up the bottle because it looks too expensive. But the
right
pricing on these products, I'm extremely happy. My customers are extremely happy with it. And the thing is, once you crack open the bottle, first of all, the shampoos smell incredibly good. Like right now, because I had to get a big shipment because I'm going to be away next week, so I can't call you and order something new every day. it's all stacked in my dining room, and I open the doors to my dining room. It smells so good in there. So I don't know, maybe I should just use these as air fresheners.
We do actually, we actually do use the same fragrances for our scent line. So we do have a 100% natural soy candle and our 100% natural body deodorizers. Which, we do think they smell good.
They do. So explain to me, because I had a misunderstanding about your scent sprays and body deodorizers. Tell me how they work and what they're really doing.
Yeah, so most people are trying to just mask the smell. We're really trying, they just put a stronger smell on top of it. We've all had, those cheap, deodorants, and they just smell, you smell one thing on top of the bad smell, which is not what we're going for. So we actually start with, organic witch hazel, which apparently is the cure for all things, which actually which really has it attacks the odor at the I'm not sure. I want to say molecular level, but then someone's gonna, you know, my chemist friends are gonna call me and say, "You're an idiot. That's not right." But, you know, I know. So, but it really does go at it. And then when we picked our essential oil to scent it, those are oils that have different weights and will actually, they will suppress. Actually, you can't perceive some of the other bad odors because of the essential oils that we've selected for this purpose. It's a really difficult process because you want to get it chemically right, and you want to make sure that it smells right. And then you want also at the same time to use the essential oils that you know have a good therapeutic effect for the dog.
Right. So one of the things that people might be concerned about, dogs' sense of smell is, I just read something this morning where they were saying it was 10 million times better than ours. I don't think it's that good, but they definitely have a much better sense of smell. And some of the chemical and some of the essential oil products on the market can be a little bit overwhelming for the pets. And your products have a very strong, wonderful smell, but I don't find that the dogs mind them at all. It's not like they're being covered in a perfume or something that bothers them. Do you find that to be a problem at all?
No, we exactly picked the fragrances and tested the fragrances specifically because these are the ones that do well with dogs. They're actually clinical trials on different scents, not necessarily on dogs, and I'm sure you know this. Yeah, sometimes you just have to say, okay, it was a test on a lion, close enough for now.
Right.
But so there are fragrances that dogs really respond well to, and so that's what we're using. We're not going with these random smells. And some people, again, there's in the pet market now because, in my mind, the grooming space has always distinguished itself. And what's the difference between a dog shampoo and a human shampoo? Is a dog shampoo is cheaper. And so and they're going with this down market, and they use like fruit, these like really cloying fruits, which have to be artificial. There's no such thing as essential oil for fruit.
There's no pineapple essential oil.
Right. And so it also, you should always be suspicious when you see an all-natural pineapple or fruit smell, because there's no such thing. But so picking a smell and fragrance and oils that are compatible with what dogs want is what we tested for and what we went for. We do, we sell a lot of shampoo, and I would say like one every 10,000 bottles, we get this really vicious, angry email from someone who's like, my gosh, the smell won't come off. We intended for it to stay, but we have unscented options. But like, they're really furious about this. But same thing, is you can't make everyone happy, but we certainly are trying to make the dogs happy. And we've really never had any dog. I mean, I wash my dog once a week. They love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dog loves it, too. She's so good in the bath.
Yeah, our guys are really good. And, so far clients are just, they're loving it. They're saying their coats are soft. And I think it's because it's the nice oil-based shampoo and it's not a water-based or a chemical-based. So I don't think we're stripping the hair. I think we're moisturizing and reinforcing a good coat.
Yes. In fact, we add natural glycerin. So glycerin, there's, of course, artificial glycerin, and then there's plant-based glycerin. So we use our glycerin is the byproduct of our soap process. So we add glycerin, and it actually draws moisture to both the skin and the coat. So in addition to not stripping the dog, you will actually have a softer skin and coat afterwards because we add this extra ingredient.
So which one of you or both of you, who did all the research, and how long did it take you to figure all this out? Because I'm a little bit blown away, frankly.
Well, thank you. Janine,
because you're a lawyer and a pet store owner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Janine comes up with, her research is trial by experience. And so she's always the beginning point. And so I have very few real life skills. But as a lawyer, you know, I do develop strong researchers. I was a litigator, and my job was, you know, when we don't know what to do, call Thomas, and you just kind of start from scratch and figure out from there. And so, you know, I've gotten pretty good at it, and I cheat. I cheat heavily because I'm really blessed with having a network of very talented friends, you know, in the medical field, in the science field, in the art field. You know, I really borrow very heavily from them for their advice.
But hey, it's all about who you know.
Yeah, definitely. But it definitely starts with, for my own lifestyle, I try to do as much natural things as possible. So for myself, I use organic soap, body wash, and that's where it started from. You know, I use coconut oil in cooking. I use coconut oil for so much in my own life. You know, a lot of the things just started from what I use, and it goes from there, researching it. Is this right also for dogs? Can this replace the chemicals that we use, you know, every day for our dogs? And then people don't think about the not only the chemicals that are going on the dogs, but when you're washing it, it goes back into the earth. You know, we're polluting the earth with all these chemicals we're just constantly using every day, whether it's on ourselves or on our dog. It goes back in.
Right. We have a very strong commitment to the organic concept because, you know, having organic ingredient means it was sourced and raised in a responsible fashion. You know, it's just less harmful to our planet. And that was really important to us as a concept of what we were doing as a company.
Well, I think that's huge. And that's actually one of the things that drew me to your products is that you have the essential oil, flea and tick shampoo, and flea and tick spray. So for years, I have been blogging and putting social media posts and lecturing about all the horrible, horrible chemicals that are being used on our pets to prevent and treat flea and tick infestation. And for me, not only are we poisoning our pets when we put it on them, we're poisoning our environment with the chemicals in the processing to make them, with all the packaging, with what's, you know, a lot of that stuff passes through the dog, comes out in the stool, goes into the waterway. We are just polluting everything. And then your small children are hugging and climbing on and kissing your animals that are covered in chemicals. Why?
Oh, I talk about that. All the time, and I'm like, the stronger the chemical, the more it kills, the longer it lasts, the more deadly it is to your dog and everybody's touching it, like you said. And I talked to, I think it was one of the stronger chemicals that they were trying to sell us, and I was like, how are you going to tell me that this strong chemical, when this toddler touches a dog, isn't absorbed into the kid's skin? They're like, no, it doesn't get absorbed that way. I was like, of course it does. We absorb everything through our skin. I was like, this can't be safe for anyone. And it's like, last 6 months. I'm like, if it lasts 6 months, how strong and how terrible is this?
I'm so on board with that. I get a little bit crazy with the whole chemical flea and tick thing. And the thing that people don't understand, and I really try to drive this point home every time I talk about this, most of the flea and tick products on the chemical flea and tick products on the market, the majority of them do not repel fleas and ticks. So if you never see a flea or a tick on your pet, it's because they don't have fleas and ticks. That chemical only kills them after they get on the pet. So I had this argument with my mom for years. So she was one of those people, she was giving her heartworm preventative. Now we live in New Jersey, so we have frozen tundra winter. So she was giving the heartworm preventative all year round because that's what she had read she was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she was using a flea and tick topical product every month all year round. And, you know, I must have just said it differently, but I said, do you ever see fleas and ticks on your dogs? And she said, no, I don't want to. And I said, but your product doesn't repel. So if you're not seeing fleas and ticks, it just means you don't have fleas and ticks. Now, the interesting thing is the essential oil products actually do repel. The fleas and ticks don't like them, so they don't like the smell. They won't get on the pets when you're using them appropriately. So I think that the general public is under this big misconception that if I give that chemical to my dog, it's going to repel the fleas and ticks, and most of them do not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but, you know, it was also
tricky getting a smell that the bugs don't like but we're okay with. that was one of our tricky formulations. Trying to get that smell right so it wouldn't feel, when it wouldn't smell negative to us.
Yeah, and that is a kind of a sticky problem. We're going to take a quick break for our sponsors. We'll be right back with Janine and Thomas. Hang on.
Dr. Morgan's wellness formula for dogs and cats provides multiple health benefits in one product. Made with all natural ingredients sourced from New Zealand, this supplement can be used routinely to maintain overall physical and mental well-being. This product is particularly beneficial for the maintenance of joint health, nerve and brain function, skin and coat health, immune function, gut health, and liver health. Find Dr. Morgan's wellness supplement today on Amazon Prime or at her website, drjudymorgan.com. Does your dog have bad breath? Tired of spending money on expensive dental procedures? Try out Dr. Morgan's dental drops today and save money while maintaining your pet's oral health. With New Zealand deer antler velvet as the primary ingredient, Dr. Morgan's dental drops are effective for treating stomatitis, gingivitis, and ulcers. You can purchase Dr. Morgan's dental drops directly from Amazon Prime or from her website, www.drjudymorgan.com.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
Tune in to world-renowned author, speaker, and holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy Morgan, and now radio host of Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Monday and Tuesday, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Not sure which vaccinations should be given or how often? Not sure which food is best for your individual pet? Find out the answers to your questions in this weekly show where Dr. Judy interviews top experts and showcases the latest products that will help your pets stay naturally healthy.
Interested in learning more? Visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drjudymorgan.com, where you'll find detailed information about her blogs, a schedule of her upcoming speaking engagements, free information about integrative and holistic medicine, as well as an interactive forum where anyone can ask Dr. Morgan a question completely for free. Visit her website today to join the mailing list, where you'll find exclusive information and promotions only available to those select subscribers. Dr. Morgan is an accomplished author, having published several books about veterinary medicine and home cooking for your pets. You can find From Needles to Natural, detailing her journey from practicing traditional medicine to understanding the healing power of holistic practices today on Amazon Prime, as well as What's for Dinner, Dexter, and Canine Kitchen Capers, which are two great recipe books that you'll find both delicious and entertaining.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome Welcome back. You're listening to Dr. Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, and our guests this week are Thomas and Janine Ling, owners of Kin and Kind, natural and organic grooming and wellness products. So I found you guys at the Global Pet Expo back in March, and you were one of those companies that you were right on it. When I ordered the product, I had it pretty quickly. So I've had it in the hands of my clients for a couple of months now, and I have to tell you that everyone loves these products. So do you have what's next in line? I know you've got products that I haven't even started using yet, but do you have something new in the works that you want to talk about, or is that all secret?
we're bad at secrets.
Well, you should be good.
Go ahead.
Don't keep this company under wraps. This you're good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I people I always want, like, oh, we can't tell you this or that. Like, I'll tell you whatever you want. You've still got to execute on it. And so one of the things we're working on right now is what people are calling a medicated shampoo. Mm-hmm. But we're always trying. That's going to be a big one for us, because I think that there's a lot of demand. I'm not really sure what people think medicated means. I don't know, Jane, do you have a better sense of it?
I think, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, I know in practice, when we talk about medicated shampoos, it means it's going to have something antifungal or antibacterial or moisturizing. But let me tell you, when you're putting some of these essential oils in there, you know, the tea tree oil, some of these other things, those are naturally antibacterial, naturally antifungal. You're using oils that are naturally moisturizing. So really, we could almost call any one of your shampoos that you already have a medicated shampoo. The problem is when we call it a medicated shampoo, sometimes the FDA jumps in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's, so, you know, this is my lawyer background makes me take several steps back from a lot of products because, you know, everyone in the dog space cheats. Like, there's, frankly, very, very few rules as it is, but no one listens to any of them. And it's a bit frustrating. And, you know, but I'm a nervous lawyer, so I force us to follow the rules, which is when I say, it's like, what do you mean it's medicated? It's not medicated. but so, you know, and trying to struggle between what the expectation of the consumer is when, you know, because everyone else does that, and they think because we're missing some of these buzzwords that you're not legally allowed to use that ours is an inferior product. So that's always been a bit frustrating. But, and you're exactly right. So a lot of our products, you know, have a lot of purposes that we don't market on the label. So our medicated one is going to be a tea tree oil-based one so that it can have the antifungal benefit that people want specifically on the skin. And we're always following the hot trends in the human space and trying to translate that into the dog space. So, other ones, we're going to do a clay treatment. Janine's the originator of all products, so I probably shouldn't even be speaking.
I was saying we were talking about natural clays and how they absorb toxins and, you know, dirty things in our skin. We were talking about adding, you know, one of the natural clays into our shampoos for that purpose, similar to our charcoal right now, but we were thinking about other clays.
Yeah, and then with our deodorizers, so we have, actually, my biggest disappointment is how our deodorizing, our body deodorizing sprays haven't caught on, because I really am behind them. I really think they work well, and I really want people to try it. So we're going to reformulate those, and we're going to repackage that so that they people don't look at it and think it's a perfume. So we're gonna redo it, and it's going to be. I'm gonna brainstorm with you on the fly, Dr. Judy, but it's gonna be like a bed and body spray where it's strong enough to kill the odors on your dog's, you know, bed and fabrics, but it's safe enough to put on your dog every single day.
Well, you know, that would be huge because I was actually approached at the Super Pet Expo up in Edison, so kind of close up to you guys. And this company came to me with all these deodorizing sprays. And the guy said, oh, we can private label this for you. And he handed me the products, and I looked at the ingredients, and I said, oh, I would never put my name on this product. It's got chemicals in it that I don't want. And he said, oh, well, we have an all-natural line. So he brings me that, and I looked at it, and I said, this has chemicals in it that, I mean, maybe it's a natural chemical, but this is stuff I would not ever use on my pets. And, you know, so... And they really, you know, and they're supposed to be enzyme sprays, and they have very specific ones, one for reptiles and one for birds and one for this and one for that. But it was still a chemical-based product, and the company that was making it is the same company that makes Febreze, which I can't be in the same room with that stuff. So, you know, but it was still a chemical-based product, and they were like, oh, no, this is all natural. And so that was the same thing that I found at the Global Pet Expo. People, you know, marketing, quote, organic and all natural, but I picked up the bottles and looked at them and said, well, most of your ingredients are, but then you've got these others thrown in here that just, you know, as far as I'm concerned, negate the whole thing.
Right, and that always is the struggle, getting past those key ingredients that, you know, people use for specific reasons, and trying to find a natural organic alternative to that that is effective is really, it's tough. That's why not many people do it. I mean, we think there's a real dearth in the market because it's a lot of legwork. It's a lot of effort and, you know, to test and make sure these things come out right. So we're trying.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're doing a great job, and, you know, hopefully it will just continue to grow because, you know, the holistic health care market for people as well as animals is the fastest growing segment of the medical fields right now. It's definitely the fastest growing segment in the veterinary market. And since veterinary market is now all going corporate, we all know where, you know, that's going to go. So,
yeah.
You know, small guys, we're trying to hang in there. But I think that people really are starting to really understand the whole benefit of using more natural products, using clean ingredients, and really, you know, trying to get away from the chemical world, because we've really turned into a chemical world. And you're right, we're destroying our environment.
And you definitely see the change. I mean, one of my favorite products is our hip and root, our turmeric and coconut supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a few years ago, nobody knew what turmeric is, and now it's just it's like, you know, you talk to people about it, and they actually know what it is. They're using it, and it's becoming more popular. And I think it's great that people are just more knowledgeable about natural stuff.
Yep. Yeah, well, there, you know, we're standing on the front lines trying to educate people every single day.
Yeah, and I think the day and age with the information being so readily available to you, if you do the research and not just be fed what's on the front of a label, you could find it. You know, you could really start seeing, you know, what you're buying and what you're using and what the difference is now.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. So where are your products available? I know I have them at my vet clinics, and I have them on my drjudymorgan.com website. Where else are these products available right now?
We're I'd have to count the number of states in. I mean, we're probably in 26, 27 states, hundreds of different independent pet stores.
Great.
So, I mean, really primarily just independent 1-2-3-door stores. We have a couple of really fantastic multi-door partners, like Chrysler's is a really fantastic high-end store that has like 40 to 50 doors in Texas, California, Colorado, Virginia now. And it's nice because those are really great partners because they have highly educated sales teams that can explain our product to their highly educated consumers. And so it's nice, and our challenge going forward is going to be able to train these, you know, these mom-and-pop single-door stores to sell just as effectively and trying to, you know, help them convey that information. So that's our next big project for the next year, is trying to make everything really digestible and understandable for your average consumer as easily as possible.
That's great. That's great, because I think this sort of product line is really what people should be looking for as far as getting away from the chemicals. And so if we can make it easily understandable, and if the people at the, you know, the pet store level, and I think it's great that you guys are marketing. I mean, you own one of those small pet stores. You know, so many of those independent retailers are just getting sucked under by, you know, Amazon has taken over the world. You know, some of the big box stores. And so I encourage people to support the small independent retailers totally.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think the independent retailers are at the forefront of innovative new products. You know, they're really the ones testing out and finding what's new and great out there. And by the time, it takes a long time to get into the larger chain stores. And it's these, you know, individual solo mom and pops that are doing their diligence every day.
Yeah. Well, I think that the independent retailers do educate themselves about the products, and they take it seriously being able to educate their consumer who's coming in looking for an organic or natural product, you know, something that's actually going to have healing properties instead of just, you know, a perfume. So, you know, I think that we all should be supporting the independent retailers, because they do their research. You know, when you ask them about a pet food, they're going to have a lot better idea what's in there than when you go to a big box store or you're buying something online. So,
yeah.
So thank you for educating the independent pet store retailers and supporting them. You are one, so I'm sure that it's close to your heart, but
yeah.
We like to support you guys.
I appreciate it.
So, well, you guys have been wonderful, and hopefully the listeners have, you know, learned a little bit about what to look for on ingredient labels and really kind of understand them. And they can go to your website, which is kin-kind.com, and read a lot about the products. I have many of your products in my web store and my clinic, but I don't have all of them. And so there are some really interesting things there that we haven't even gotten into. You've got some wellness supplements that are pretty darn nice. So I thank you guys for caring about the animals enough to do what you're doing. It's a lot of work.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets radio show. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week, where we will have more excitement and learn about some more healthy, natural options for your pets. Thanks for joining.
That's all for today. Find more answers to your questions next time on Dr. Judy Morgan's Naturally Healthy Pets, every Monday and Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time by going to DreamVision7Radio.com, and every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time when Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is at 1510 a.m. WMEX Boston. Join holistic veterinarian Dr. Judy to discover healthy options for raising your pets in a more holistic manner. Visit DrJudyMorgan.com to learn more.